Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. So, since I've partnered up with Guns.com, I'm trying to bring as many of the players on here as I can. And my next guest does a rather unique thing because it is pivotal, because it's the first impression somebody's going to get when they go to Guns.com, when they search for a particular pistol, or maybe they don't even know it's there and they see it. He's going to be whatever he's doing is instrumental in getting that gun to head out to its new owner. His name is Alex Revell. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well, sir. How about you?
Yeah, hopefully second time's a charm, huh? And I meant to ask you, how do you like the Guns.com opening?
I love it.
Yeah?
Great.
I think it's sort of awesome myself. I can't say the things I think about it because we're run by the FCC here. So you actually take the firearms that come into you and whatever. I mean, in addition to that, you sell quite a few other things. And one of your primary jobs is to get them, you get the imagery put together, you put together the verbiage to, you know, the caption, the description of the gun and everything else. That is probably, do you have like a set? Do you have a studio to do all this stuff in? I mean, it sounds like it is a very important setup.
So we actually have, the e-commerce team has a little corner in the warehouse. We have a photographer. She does really great work there. We've got an editor who edits all the photos that come in. And there's a couple of people who take care of the writing descriptions. That's one of the major responsibilities that I have. We have people who, you know, help get all the information input into the system when the firearm comes in. So there's a couple of us in the warehouse and we kind of have our own little area, but we do have a photo studio, kind of a staging area, where we can get everything ready to just make things as professional as we can when we present it to the customer.
That really has become a niche, hasn't it? I mean, the photographing a weapon, I try to do it on, and I don't ever get close to emulating it, but doing it on a set and everything, there's some actually, like Stickman, I don't remember Tom's last name, but what do they call themselves, Black Briar Media or something, it has become its own little niche of photography and videography, hasn't it?
Absolutely. To a certain extent, everything that we do is kind of a weird little niche of different. I mean, it's crazy to be able to handle guns all day, every day, to see so many cool things, to have people who are genuinely, like, excited, knowledgeable. You know, I mean, it's a joy to be around everybody, but photography especially. I mean, it's not just taking pictures for, you know, marketing for marketing's sake. I mean, I think that the market and the platform and the product are all very unique things that kind of require some extra care processes and honestly an extra sp- special passion kind of dedicated to it.
One of the things I've noticed with my when I'm shooting video of guns, I always try to do like this close macro video of the gun where I'm filming it in high frame rate so I can slow it down so my jitters don't show. And every time I always tell myself I'm going to do something about this, but every time I get out there, I have a dog, and his DNA is all over the United States. It's at all the hotels I've stayed at in Las Vegas when I've gone to SHOT Show and anywhere else. His DNA is everywhere. And I'll be looking at this video, and I'll get out there and see all those Do you actually have to take the guns and look at them and give them a fairly decent cleaning and everything to make sure that none of that debris is on there? Because I would think that would be something that would at least look amateurish. Is that up to your photographer? Is that something you do? How do you, or do you even do it?
So that actually kind of falls to a lot of different people. I actually come from the warehouse. So when I first started working at guns.com, I worked in the warehouse with both inbound and outbound. And inbound does a lot of the cleaning of the firearms to make sure that they are presentable. The cleaning kind of varies. There's some guns that come in and it's like, yikes. And there's some guns that come in that look, you know, almost brand new and need very little maintenance. And for the most part, everybody, there's not a lot of, I don't think there's a ton of like responsibility shifting or pushing things off to other people. You know, if there's something that needs to be done, a lot of times the guys in the warehouse take care of it, you know, or maybe somebody on the e-commerce team steps in to clean things up and get it presentable. But absolutely, I mean, there's a lot of different people that kind of put their hands onto the firearms to make sure that they're presented properly.
What about video? Do you shoot video as part of the presentation?
We do for certain things. If we're trying to highlight maybe something cool that's come through the warehouse or a special promo or package that we've put together that we're pushing, we will do some kind of one-off videos on different items. Every item that comes in doesn't get a video. Most of it just gets goes to photography. But we do have some instances where we do videos. But there's quite a bit of video shooting that does go on.
Now with the video, do you actually shoot the video there, or do you ever use any stock footage of that gun, or is it more about that you're trying to highlight this particular gun than just trying to say we have one of these?
It's kind of a little bit of both, I would say. We have a content team that does review videos, and it kind of depends on like what we're doing. Like we've done videos on, you know, equipment, ammunition. We've done videos on types of firearms. We've also done videos on specific firearms, trying to kind of keep things relevant, right? So not necessarily doing a video like, hey, this is this gun, come and get this. We want people to come, and whether they watch the video right as soon as it was released or down the road, we would like there to be some stock that's relatable to what we're talking about.
Right.
So we try to keep things broad enough to where it's like, hey, you know, we have a huge warehouse of guns, all kinds of cool stuff, just to highlight and get people kind of put in the door so that they can take a look at everything.
Now, when somebody goes to the guns.com website, they want to go to the commerce site where you can buy a gun. Do you ever get some, I mean, are you the one that picks out which guns are going on the cover page to say, you know, okay, we got one of these, or look at this rare pistol we just got, or this old revolver? Is that something that falls to you?
That is not something that falls to me, no, sir.
Well, that's too bad, because I would imagine you would have a good first impression of what they are.
The people who are in the warehouse do have, like, kind of running lists of this is something super cool that's come through. We should highlight that, but there's so much that comes through. And one of the other things too that I find really interesting about the work environment at guns.com is everybody's interested in different things. So for me, my big thing is old military surplus. I love it. I mean, if it's got wood on it, I love it. Like, it's going to be fun, awesome. The history is going to be great, but I'm not great with shotguns, but there's a guy there.
Hang on for me. We're going to be right back. We're talking to Alex Reville from Guns.com. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Alex Reville. He works at Guns.com. He actually puts together what you're going to see that will pique your interest with when you go there, when you're looking for a gun. Now, and, you know, I'm just going to say this out loud. I would have trouble working there because I like old. There's a couple of old guns I like that I say that if I could find one with magazines. Like, I love the Smith & Wesson 4506. I like the Ruger P90. And have you ever had a Bren 10 come through there?
I'm trying to think. It is more than possible. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
I would love to. I don't even have to. I don't know how much one would cost. It's probably some stupid amount of money. I don't even know where you'd find magazines for it. That was the problem with the Bren 10 when it came out. They shipped them without magazines. But anyway, that's my shortcoming. That's my shortcoming. What is, as far as what you carry, what is your carry gun? What does Alex carry?
So I've kind of, like, shifted around, I think, a lot. I've gone through different phases in my life.
Sure.
I started off with 1911 and 45 because that's the American cartridge.
America.
Absolutely. And then I kind of upgraded, and I went to a Glock 21. I'm a big guy, so I didn't have a problem carrying one for a long time. But currently, I actually just got into the Glock 45, so the 17 frame on the 19 slide. And that's kind of my everyday carry. However, in the summer, as I said, I like older military guns. So in the summer, I carry a Makarov, kind of just something smaller.
Okay. The Glock 45, I think the Glock 45 is the best model Glock they've ever made.
Absolutely love it.
The only thing, and what I would like for them to make next to pair with that would be a Glock 19 lower with a Glock 26 slide.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
Is that? Yeah, that's what I would like to have. I would like to see that, too. That would be a good backup gun, because then Glock 26 is okay, but unless you put a plus 2 on it, I can't grip it. I don't like Hickok 45. That's really his carry gun, or it was for the longest time, Glock 26. And his hands are the size of a catcher's mitt.
Absolutely.
When I met him, when he shook my hand, everything from my elbow down disappeared. So, and he's shooting Glock 26.
That's why I went with the Glock 45, is because, again, bigger guy, got that full grip. But still, it's a concealable firearm for me. Plus, I like the extended capacity as well.
Yeah, I have a... you might want to see this when it gets back. I have... After I had my heart attack, when I went back to the range, when I could finally get back to the range, I had a disconnect going on between my head and my hands. So all of the Glocks, because I was a Glock guy. I had... Agency Arms was a sponsor. I had Agency Arms Glocks. I couldn't hit the ground with one of those things. And I had to get a deputy sheriff helped me get my mojo back on that. But then with the regular Glocks with that 22 degree grip angle, I still was having trouble. I could group like nobody's business, but I was shooting low left, and I finally had a USPSA Grandmaster watch me in slow motion, and at the same time he was telling me what I needed to adjust. Taryn Butler said, if you have a Glock, send it to me and I'll tweak it. And the Glock I sent to him was, I didn't have a Glock at the time because I just, in a fit of anger, just about thrown them all away. I got rid of them. I went out and bought a Glock 45 to send to him, and I'm still waiting on that to get back. When that gets back, that's going to be an interesting gun.
Absolutely.
But I think the Glock 45, I agree with you, I like that platform, period. I mean, I think SIG has one like that. FN has one like that. I like that, you know, that full-size grip, but that shorter barrel, shorter slide.
Absolutely. And I kind of have a rule of thumb, like I'm not going to carry something until I put a certain number of rounds down range because training is everything.
Right.
So I've been through some CZs. I really love CZ. But yeah, the Glock for me, maybe it's bad because it is kind of an odd grip angle, but to me, Glocks are just consistent. And it seems like every Glock for the most part that I pick up is just familiar and it's predictable. And I like, I don't know what it is, but that kind of repetition for so many rounds downrange with Glocks is something that I always gravitated towards. And I carried CZs for a long time and I still love them. I still have some, but I think I just, I don't know, Glock feels like home.
Which CZ? I have, CZ is a sponsor of mine. I have all of the P10 series with the exception of the new P10M, which is a little too small. I do have it here to evaluate, but I haven't even shot it yet. But which CZs did you have?
So I started off with the CZ P07, and I was young and broke, and I was looking for the coolest gun I could find. And at the time, the CZ P07 Urban Gray with the threaded barrel and suppressor sights.
That is, it's still cool today. It's cool if you got money.
It's awesome. I think they were going for like maybe $180 or something like that, and so I sold my Glock 21. I was like, I want to go to 9mm, and I bought one of those. I carried that for years and years. I did buy a P10. I love the P10. Like, love it so much. And I will carry it occasionally. I mean, I'm kind of sporadic, I guess, with my carry guns, but I like all of it.
when I got out of the military, I was carrying 45s. I'd run a 1911 for 7 years in the military. And that was going to be the only gun I had. And then I interviewed Chris Costa on this show. And I found out he shot nines. And he told me why he shot nines offline and all this other stuff. And I just said, hey, that's good enough for me. And I made the switch. I have two 45 ACPs inbound right now, but I don't own one. I got more ammo than anything else. But everything else is nine.
Yeah, it's kind of the same way. I love 45, and I had a buddy who was just adamant about 9mm, and he kind of just made a convincing argument one day, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna try it out.
It just makes sense. It's a lighter package. You can carry more ammo, more spare ammo, all these other guys. Plus, they've made the ammo to where it works pretty good.
Yeah.
When we get back, and I want you to rack your brain on this. We're about to head into the next break, but when we get back, I want to pick your brain on what you think are the top-selling guns that you have at Guns.com, which ones you see heading back out the door. For those of you that are interested in Guns.com, Guns.com is, they're partnered with me, and they do it all. You can buy guns and gear, and you can sell guns and gear, and you can get the news. Their gun blog is quite something, and we're going to talk a little bit about the content creation that he does. Alex does, but we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The large makeshift migrant camp under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas is now vacant.
That's what Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said on Friday. This as President Biden is condemning images of Border Patrol agents on horseback aggressively confronting illegal immigrant Haitians in Texas. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton reacts to Biden's comments.
Look, the Border Patrol have been given an impossible job by this president who doesn't want to enforce our border. They're brave men and women in law enforcement. There's plenty of places on our southern border where Border Patrol agents need to use horses to cover large amounts of forbidding terrain. And I think it's disgraceful that Joe Biden is blaming these brave men and women in law enforcement for his failures.
President Biden is considering executive actions on police reforms. This is USA Radio News. Search crews from more than a dozen agencies are back in the wetlands of southwest Florida looking for Brian Laundrie. He's the missing fiancé of homicide victim Gabby Petito. Investigators are searching for Laundrie in the Carlton Reserve, a big prairie and swampy area in Sarasota County. Laundrie went missing after his parents said he went for a hike in the park 10 days ago. Yesterday, an arrest warrant was issued for Laundrie after a federal grand jury indicted him for alleged unauthorized use of a debit card following Petito's death. After cheering the approval of the Pfizer COVID booster shots, President Biden has a message for everyone who has chosen not to get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. It can save your life, your life. It can save the lives of those around you.
Wall Street ending the week on an up note, the Dow closing up 33 points to close at 34,798. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been speaking to Alec Ravel. He is from guns.com. And when you guys, do you guys ever have people trying to sell custom guns there, like one of a kind, this is made for me kind of guns? Is that something you try to get into?
Not so much. We definitely have a lot of unique guns. We have guns that have been customized, rebarreled, things like that, but not necessarily a lot of ground-up maybe designs or one-off type of things.
It's a weird market to get into that. What about some of these Poly 80 builds or something like that? Is that something you stay away from? They have to be serialized, I presume.
Yeah, right. That's kind of the thing I was going to say, is if they're serialized, that's kind of something, but typically no. We try to stay to things that, you know, kind of came from factories.
So the guns.com warehouse that you work at is just outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Yes, sir.
So when, during, did you guys have a, issues during the 2020 when all of the George Floyd heat was going on?
So I actually just started there in December of 2020 or November of 2020.
Okay, okay.
So I kind of missed some of the hump of things, I suppose. But there was, I mean, we didn't have anything necessarily where we were. There wasn't anything directly impacting the area where we were at. But it's definitely been interesting living here.
you said you and your brother have an FFL. So do you have like a storefront gun store in somewhere in Minneapolis or around Minneapolis?
We're home based right now, but we're getting ready to open up our brick and mortar here soon. Definitely a pretty significant spike in traffic sales in 2020. I mean, pretty crazy, unprecedented for at least for us. And I mean, it was the same at guns.com for sure.
Do you guys actually take now? I know that you have many partners out there that you have like local gun shops and everything that partner up with you. When a new gun is coming out, like when SHOT Show occurs, which, like you said, you just now started, but I would imagine that when a new gun is announced, that does that start people queuing up? Do they ever call guns.com or contact guns.com and say, when are you going to have this or when are you going to have that?
In fact, as of recently, the one that I can remember being really hot, which was like as soon as our allocations came in with it, was this year with the Walter PDP. Kind of as soon as that came in, for a while there, we would only get a couple at a time because they're trying to get them out to everybody. And they were just gone. I mean, quickly, it seemed like everybody wanted them. And it was like an inventory would come in and we could barely get it checked in, and then it was heading out.
I have one. I need to shoot it a little bit more. There's a couple of things I need to figure out about it. There's a couple of things about the PDP that impressed me. There's a couple of things that I'm a little less than impressed. When you guys get a when you have trouble getting one of these, do you like take orders in advance for it, or would you prefer to not take any sort of order till you actually have it in stock?
Yeah, we try to just take orders on what we've got on hand.
Right.
I know there's a lot of companies out there that do back orders and. It's kind of something we try to avoid. I know I've had my own set of issues with back orders with companies in the past. So.
I understand. I get that. I mean, back orders means that who knows when you're going to get caught up. It's all based upon the ebb and flow. As you guys go forward, and I ask this of everybody that comes on the show, do you think this is the final version of Guns.com we're going to see? Is there more stuff to come from Guns.com?
I think absolutely there's more to come. In a pretty significant sense, I mean, the sky is the limit, especially coming off of the, I guess, kind of the drives, the pushes, and the sales that we've seen over the past couple of years here. With this being such a unique market, there's a lot of area for improvement, innovation, and I think that we have a lot of people who have a lot of great ideas. We've got a lot of great concepts, and I think there's a lot more. I think we have a very high potential, a high ceiling, and hopefully we'll keep striving to try to hit things and maybe even be the first at or the best at different aspects of the market.
Well, I mean, you guys have the thing that is unique about Guns.com is because nobody else has done what you have done, as far as I can tell. Nobody else has just been a blog, and then they segued into selling guns. And it seems like you did it so effortlessly. I look at you, and I could see you becoming another Palmetto State Armory, another Primary Arms, another one of these companies that sells literally everything in the gun culture. And, you know, you're getting into the clothes and the optics, and then maybe who knows what then? Who knows what? Maybe you start developing your own line. Is that something you think could be a possibility?
I do think that's probably a possibility, and partnering with different manufacturers as well, smaller manufacturers. I think that's something that we'd like to get into. I also think that our We Buy Guns kind of process and the concept of that is extremely unique. I mean, we've kind of taken the whole take your gun to a pawn shop kind of thing, streamlined it, made it easy, convenient. I think a little bit of 2020 and the fact that people weren't going out helped grow that. But it's a unique thing. It's just easy. It's simple. You know, you want to sell a gun, you just got to take some pictures, submit some information, and we've got an offer for you. It helps us keep up with inventory. It helps us bring inventory to the Second Amendment consumer and also benefits the people who are trying to get what they can or a good value out of it.
Yeah, I imagine last year you guys were rocking because there's still a lot of the mom and pa gun shops are still nothing but used inventory, trying to find estate sales and all this other stuff so they can go buy something to stick on the shelf. And I would imagine you guys were in the right place at the right time. What about gun auctions? Is that something you guys don't want to get involved in? I could see where you wouldn't, because that's probably a little bit of a logistical challenge to keep up with all the auctions.
So we're pretty heavily involved in gun auctions.
Okay.
We do a lot of we call them bulk buys. So we get bulk buys from different auction houses. And that's, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of logistics. But that is something that we definitely have a heavy hand in. That's also a really cool process because you just see, again, it's kind of one of those things where you see something standard like a Glock or a Ruger 10/22, but you can also find something that maybe you don't, like a Swiss Luger or, you know, an old Pattern 14 Enfield from early 1900s, things like that come through in those auctions, which are just super cool to get to put your hands on and learn about.
You know more about, you know, I'm not too much into the older guns. I mean, I like ARs. I like anything that is sort of a semi-automatic like that. Shotguns are okay. I'm trying to get into longer range shooting. I just haven't been to the range yet to do it. But then handguns, that's where it's at with me. And semi-autos is where it's at with me. Although I do want to get one more. I don't have one right now, but I want a single-action Ruger of some sort. Just because that was the height of it all for me. Because that's what I learned on was a Ruger Blackhawk 357 Magnum single action.
That's awesome.
In any event, I envy you. I envy the role that you have in there. I mean, for you, selling guns, you get to explore your creative.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage?
given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been speaking to Alec Ravel. He is from guns.com. And when you guys, do you guys ever have people trying to sell custom guns? They're like one of a kind, this is made for me kind of guns. Is that something you try to get into?
Not so much. We definitely have a lot of unique guns. We have guns that have been customized, rebarreled, things like that, but not necessarily a lot of ground up, maybe designs or one off type of things.
It's a weird market to get into that. What about some of these Poly 80 builds or something like that? Is that something you stay away from? They have to be serialized, I presume.
Yeah, right. That's kind of the thing I was going to say. Is if they're serialized, that's kind of something. But typically, no. We try to stay to things that, you know, kind of came from factories.
So the guns.com warehouse that you work at is just outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Yes, sir.
So when did you guys have issues during 2020 when all of the George Floyd heat was going on?
So I actually just started there in December of 2020 or November of 2020.
Okay.
So I kind of missed some of the hump of things, I suppose. But there was, we didn't have anything necessarily where we were. There wasn't anything directly impacting the area where we were at. But it's definitely been interesting living here.
you said you and your brother have an FFL. So do you have like a storefront gun store in somewhere in Minneapolis or around Minneapolis?
We're home based right now, but we're getting ready to open up our brick and mortar here. So definitely a pretty significant spike in traffic sales in 2020. I mean, pretty crazy. unprecedented, for at least for us. And I mean, it was the same at guns.com for sure.
Do you guys actually take now I know that you have many partners out there, that you have like local gun shops and everything that partner up with you. When a new gun is coming out, like when SHOT Show occurs, which, like you said, you just now started, but I would imagine that when a new gun is announced, that does that start people queuing up? Do they ever call guns.com or contact guns.com and say, when are you going to have this, or when are you going to have that?
In fact, as of recently, the one that I can remember being really hot, which was like as soon as our allocations came in with it, was this year with the Walther PDP. Kind of as soon as that came in, for a while there, we would only get a couple at a time because they're trying to get them out to everybody. And they were just gone. I mean, quickly, it seemed like everybody wanted them. And it was like an inventory would come in and we could barely get it checked in, and then it was heading out.
I have one. I need to shoot it a little bit more. There's a couple things I need to figure out about it. There's a couple things about the PDP that impressed me. There's a couple things that I'm a little less than impressed. When you guys get a when you have trouble getting one of these, do you like take orders in advance for it, or would you prefer to not take any sort of order till you actually have it in stock?
Yeah, we try to just take orders on what we've got on hand.
Right.
I know there's a lot of companies out there that do back orders, and it's kind of something we try to avoid. I know I've had my own set of issues with back orders with companies in the past. So.
I understand. I get that. I mean, back orders means that who knows when you're going to get caught up. It's all based upon the ebb and flow. As you guys go forward, and I ask this of everybody that comes on the show, do you think this is the final version of Guns.com we're going to see? Is there more stuff to come from Guns.com?
I think absolutely there's more to come. In a pretty significant sense, I mean, the sky is the limit, especially coming off of the drives, the pushes, and the sales that we've seen over the past couple of years here. With this being such a unique market, there's a lot of area for improvement, innovation, and I think that we have a lot of people who have a lot of great ideas. We've got a lot of great concepts, and I think there's a lot more. I think we have a very high potential, a high ceiling, and hopefully we'll keep striving to try to hit things and maybe even be the first at or the best at different aspects of the market.
Well, I mean, you guys have the thing that is unique about Guns.com is because nobody else has done what you have done, as far as I can tell. Nobody else has just been a blog, and then they segued into selling guns. And it seems like you did it so effortlessly. I look at you, and I could see you becoming another Palmetto State Armory, another Primary Arms, another one of these companies that sells literally everything in the gun culture. And, you know, you're getting into the clothes and the optics, and then maybe who knows what then? Who knows what? Maybe you start developing your own line. Is that something you think could be a possibility?
I do think that's probably a possibility, and partnering with different manufacturers as well, smaller manufacturers. I think that's something that we'd like to get into. I also think that our We Buy Guns kind of process and the concept of that is extremely unique. I mean, we've kind of taken the whole take your gun to a pawn shop kind of thing, streamlined it, made it easy, convenient. I think a little bit of 2020 and the fact that people weren't going out helped grow that. But it's a unique thing that's just easy. It's simple. You know, you want to sell a gun, you just got to take some pictures, submit some information, and we've got an offer for you. It helps us keep up with inventory. It helps us bring inventory to the Second Amendment consumer, and also benefits the people who are trying to get what they can or a good value out of the gun.
Yeah, I imagine last year you guys were rocking because there's still a lot of the ma-and-pa gun shops are still nothing but used inventory, trying to find estate sales and all this other stuff so they can go buy something to stick on the shelf. And I would imagine you guys were in the right place at the right time. What about gun auctions? Is that something you guys don't want to get involved in? I could see why where you wouldn't, because that's probably a little bit of a logistical challenge to keep up with all the auctions.
So we actually, we're pretty heavily involved in gun auctions.
Okay.
We do a lot of we call them bulk buys. So we get bulk buys from different auction houses. And that's, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of logistics. But that is something that we definitely have a heavy hand in. That's also a really cool process because you just see, again, it's kind of one of those things where you see something standard like a Glock or a Ruger 10/22, but you can also find something that maybe you don't, like a Swiss Luger or, you know, an old pattern 14 Enfield from early 1900s, things like that come through in those auctions, which are just super cool to get to put your hands on and learn about.
You know more about, you know, I'm not too much into the older guns. I mean, I like ARs. I like anything that is sort of a semi-automatic like that. Shotguns are okay. I'm trying to get into longer range shooting. I just haven't been to the range yet to do it. But then handguns, that's where it's at with me. And semi-autos is where it's at with me. Although I do want to get one more. I don't have one right now, but I want a single action Ruger of some sort. Just because that was the height of it all for me. Because that's what I learned on was a Ruger Blackhawk 357 Magnum single action.
That's awesome.
In any event, I envy you. I envy the role that you have in there. I mean, for you, selling guns, you get to explore your creative side and everything else. Everybody else is just setting them there and turning on the lights and everything else. You're actually positioning it and everything else. So that's a pretty cool gig. I can see where you would like doing that. And later on, maybe around Christmas time, maybe you come back on the show and we talk about what's really moving.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
All right. Guns.com. That's where all the marbles are. And listen, remember this. Never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.